This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Wine has long been known as the great romancer. Just the right wine can make for just the right evening. But something other than the alcohol may be lowering our inhibitions. More after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
According to the research of Dr. Max Lake, an Australian winemaker, surgeon, and author of several books including Sense and Sensuality, the aromas of certain wines are quite similar to the sense of human pheromones, responsible for sexual arousal. Scents used to describe many red wines, such as sweat, spice, musk, and leather, almost match the scents that come from the male sexual hormone. I, for one, tend to avoid anything that smells like sweat. So if this is how it works for the guys, what about the ladies? It's been suggested that the female arousal qualities were found mostly in Chardonnays, mature Semillons, and dry Rieslings, which also have the potential to replicate a female pheromone. However, it's also been noted that the scents of Brut-style champagne combines both masculine and feminine button pushers. So it may be just the perfect pairing for a romantic evening for two that ends in just the right way. As the song says, if you can't be with the one you love, then love the one you're with. But bring a bottle of bubbly just in case the feeling isn't mutual. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.